Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Hyman Radio Live, coming to you out of Tampa, Florida tonight. Is age important in a relationship? That's our topic tonight. Before we go any further, this is just going to be hilarious. Before we go any further tonight, all the way live from Plant City, get up. It's the Very Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Happy hump day, people. Yes, I am the hot one, and I am here starting trouble on Twitter. Waiting for Save James to bring his youthful perspective to the table on this topic.
No doubt.
Yeah, that's funny.
Is age just a number, or does it really matter in a relationship?
I don't know. I'm going to hold off on answering that question simply because Save James has joined us. So we can welcome Save James to the show as well.
Before we go any further, all the way live from the DMV, give it up, that dude Save James. Welcome to the show, my brother.
Okay, who was I just a scapegoat for? I walked in the middle of something. And it was easy
you
to check your my attention.
Tonight's topic, Save James. Tonight's topic, Save James, is age important in a relationship? And so Hot Chocolate was saying off the air, that where is Save? I need his youthful perspective tonight.
I'm saying, I knew that you would have a field day with the mature jokes on this one. So, I mean, this is really like a free pass for you.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I'm
going to
miss this.
All right, so let me get this thing started, because this is the deal. I said cougars are women. I said tonight we're going to call the dudes that I said child molesters. And what I was trying to say was older people like younger people. I don't think child molester is a good term, so I'm going to say cougar.
Ooh, that wasn't, yeah.
I said tiger for, you know, dudes, but Hot Chocolate came back and called them what?
Mountain lions. We're going to go with the old mountain lions tonight and the cougars, you know, for the mature, you know, audience. And then we'll call the youngins what they are, the youngins.
So check this out, though. I'll say this. I'll say that age is not a number as long as you're legal. As long as you are an adult, being 18 years old, age isn't a number. And I'm only going to say that because even when I wasn't an adult, at 16 years old, I was drawn to older women. I mean, at 16, you know, I was dating 32, you know, 26. You know, when I was 20, I was dating
32?
38.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
no, you've given me a bad flash of what my children have probably done, and they're 21 and 25. Oh,
absolutely.
Lord have mercy.
Absolutely.
Help me, Jesus.
And I'll tell you this. Things change for me a little bit, because as I've gotten older, I'm not necessarily drawn to younger women. I like women that's like age, but I'll tell you this. There's a few still older women that I'm drawn to, but I could never be really in a committed relationship at this point. One woman is old as 46 years old. And so for me, at 37, you know, she's 46. And I'm like, listen, I need to be trying to start a family right about now. And I ain't sure that I want a baby by a 50-year-old woman.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair, and there's nothing wrong with that. Of course, you're going to want someone who's going to be able to enjoy the youthfulness of you and your child's life at the same time, where, you know, no disrespect, she's looking at almost retirement when, you know, you and the child are getting to pretty much prime bonding ages, you know, but to each their own. Now, on the flip side of that, I personally, even though it's legal, I find it very creepy for men on the other end of that, on the older spectrum, to be with, like, really young chicks, like 50-year-old men with 18-year-old chicks and 19-year-old chicks. It just creeps me out.
Happening
for some
every
reason.
Day.
It's just so,
every
like,
day. Going down.
I mean, I know what
going
happens.
Down.
I
mean, that's a double standard that's just created with that. You know what I mean? It's, I guess it's more socially acceptable because I guess the majority of, if not, you know, unanimously across the board of the child, now I don't say that, but the majority of child molesters were always painted as men. So,
right,
you know, I guess that connotation can follow that situation easily. You know what I mean? So, but it's just a double standard.
I mean, not even that, like, for me, it's like dating your great uncle or something like that. Like, I don't think I can do it. Okay, so, say, what's the oldest female that you've ever dated?
I mean, real talk, I never really dated nobody
before you got.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, when I was like in high school, like I was 16, I had like a 19-year-old chick or something like that. That was older than me. You know what I mean? But I always had chicks my age. I need to be in control. So I had to get somebody my age or younger.
So for me it started off as let me see if I can do this. Let me see if I can make this happen.
Maybe I just had the stones for that to jump out there like that. And I tip my hat up to you to get a 32-year-old. I don't know what you were saying or what she was believing.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Your game was mean for you to be 16 and you met somebody double your age. Like, wow. Like, seriously.
Well, understand this. I mean, understand that at 16, again, I was a popular radio host. In a pretty decent market at 16. So I was at clubs, I was hosting concerts in major venues because this is the deal. Now, I had lied to everybody about my age. Everybody thought that I was like 22, you know, in college, and really I had just came out of middle school, was in high school, but my disposition and my persona and that charisma had people thinking I was a grown butt man. And so I went along with it. To this day, there's people that see me that clearly are way older than me, and they're trying to figure out how I still look young. It's because I am young.
Joke's on you, Jack.
All right. Gotcha. Adam.
The next topic is age important in a relationship. Hit us up. Let us know your opinion. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. The very hot chocolate, St. James T. Mahana. We'll be right back. Oh, man.
Hoodwinked and bamboozled.
Pop off, you can make stuff. Vanilla Tracy, he's a Bugatti, Isaac Mizrahi. Up around the Doce, Gabbana sipping pure J with the ill Nana. Yeah, you up around. I had your loyalties and your joints. You're getting your royalties and your points. So what the deal is? With Foxy Brown, McCain. Now we lay Bonnie McFly. Now I'm up in Jamaica breaking all your paper.
You're the only one for me. You're the only one I need. Can nobody make me feel the way you're making me feel. And girl, you know that love is real. Yeah, yeah.
Just easy, you need a caress.
Tease
me. All of my don't let go. Baby, I'm about to explode.
Oh, yeah.
All my love, it can control.
Oh,
just easy, you need a
wetter than Aquario, flashing, niggas that fatten. Hoop, hook, slow, and layer jets and coops my 1 second. You ain't know that I be macking, the extra set of keys, the 30 G's, them trips to Bennies, had you living on your knees, not to mention the laced out crib in Dallas, the 40 room palace, sipping to salad,
Radio Live. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. It is Hump Day Wednesday, and tonight's topic is age important in a relationship. It is 9:17. I am joined by the General T.M. Hyman himself and Mr. Save James, who at right now I'm currently at odds with because I made the comment on the backside of the song that, you know, mountain lions, there you go. The mountain lions, you know, they approach the girls, the younger girls, the younger females in the aspect of, you know, come here, baby, come here, let daddy do something for you, you know, come here, come sit on my lap and tell me what you need. You know what I mean? Yeah, basically the sugar daddy type thing. And Sabe made the comment of, now I'm going to let you say your comment again so I do not misquote you, but I still feel the same way. So go ahead and
I was saying that in the event of this happening based off of financial gain and favor, I think is absurd. What I'm saying is if that does happen with that age difference of 50 and 20 or something like that, if that happened off of a spontaneous event or something like that where or they just crossed paths and, you know, the dude looked young for his age, she was mature for her age, blah, 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 things happen, then okay, I can see that. But when it's one-sided, where she's just hitting them off to get hit off, get out of here with that. I mean, there's no merit behind that. If both parties are striving for a mutual goal out of the situation, then you're saying I'm going to spend money regardless. I wouldn't mind spending that money then. You know what I'm saying? If we all go out or whatever, do our thing or whatever, then that's one thing. But if that's all I'm doing just for you to stick around, but if you go jump off a roof with that, as far as I care, I'm not buying
it. My comment to that is, as you're going along in the relationship, regardless of whether it's at the beginning, the middle, or the end, you're paying for it during the relationship because you're both doing things for each other. So that was my point. You're paying for it anyway. And if you're not paying for it, it is one-sided.
But you're not paying for nothing with that ugly with the sugar daddy.
Yes, you are.
That's the difference. What are you doing?
No, sugar daddies just do more. No, sugar daddies just do more. They do extra. In a regular relationship, you're reciprocating. As a sugar daddy, you're pretty much fronting it. Like the girl, you know, she's going to hit him off every now and then and maybe do something nice for him on the small. It's not baloney. That's reality.
Baloney.
Oh, you almost made me say F-O-H on the air. Good God almighty.
I can't wait for somebody to say so I can. I've been sitting on it for the past 5 minutes, and I'm trying to remember that this is not that kind of show. I've been sitting on it for a minute, so trust me.
Don't let it go. I mean, that's for real. Like, say, okay, so you mean to tell me, while you were still out there dating, right, when you're first meeting a chick, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to go too hard, so you're not going to offer to pay for everything unless you know she fly. Then you trying to make an impression, of course, right? You don't want to think you know cheapy. You know what I'm saying? That the pockets are overflowing and you're just going to give her everything, but you don't want her to think that you're a cheapy, straight up.
Yeah,
so you might front dinner once or twice.
Look, I respect that part of the
then
game. That, but
then that's paying it. For it. What's the difference?
Listen, no. I'm talking about in order for your presence to be available, I have to pay for something. You can jump out of a window with that off the same roof. That's what I'm saying.
But if you want her to go out with him, that's asking for her presence to be with you.
If you only coming around for me to pay for something, that is totally one-sided. There is no merit to that relationship whatsoever. That's what I'm talking about.
But at the beginning of the relationship,
if I meet a chick, I'm talking about and when I was dating, you know what I'm saying? Because I had numbers. So, I mean, I didn't
have to ask you about your numbers on the board. Just
well,
go
I
ahead
had
with your
them, right? Okay. Social Security. Dig what I'm saying? Social Security numbers.
Whatever.
When you out there and you do get the chick, I get the initial meeting. If I actually go out with me, I'm expected to pay for it. I get that. So, you know, if we start blossoming into something, you know what I'm saying, I understand it's going to be not all the time a two-way street. But, you know, sometimes, like you said, a young lady's going to jump out there and say, nah, I got to do something special for you, fly they sleep. I get that. But that's the point that I'm making is the difference in the sugar daddy relationship. You're not doing that sugar daddy relationship. You don't
no,
have to
the
do
sugar
that.
Daddy just does more.
That is not the required. If you
the
do,
sugar daddy is doing
say,
more.
He's
trying
it,
to
he's
make more of an impact because his ass is old.
Okay, we can't
no.
hear both of y'all. We can't hear both of y'all at the same time.
I'm sorry. All I'm saying is, and if you do it, if you offer that to the sugar daddy, he's going to say, nah, go ahead with that. I'm going to pay for it anyway. You're just saying that just to make it seem like you got some kind of gall about you. But you know you're not planning on paying
for right.
the sugar daddy.
And you're probably
that,
right
that's
about
what I'm
that.
Saying, and that's what I'm saying is the baloney behind the trying to have some kind of point value of that way of thinking. That's absurd. There's none. No merit to that relationship whatsoever.
The sugar daddy just pays more because his ass is old. That's it.
Now, go on,
I mean, do sugar daddies or mountain lions or older dudes, do they go out, I mean, specifically searching for younger chicks or just available chicks?
I think probably a little bit of both. I think there's a population that just prefer younger women on their arm, and then there's some that, you know, just prefer good-looking women on their arm, and they really don't care what age they are. But I know a lot of old dudes that just, like I said, they like young chicks, and it creeps me out.
So how old is too old, in your opinion, for a younger, you know, female? You said you're creeped out by it. So what age creeps you out, you know, with a younger chick?
Specifically, like 18-year-old girls and, like, 50- and 60-year-old men. Like that Anna Nicole Smith, that 30-year-old girl, and he's 85. Oh. Like, really? No. Even if it's just for the money and you're play faking it, like, and I mean, you know, we're adults here and we can talk. And I'm going to try to keep it as clean as possible. But when you're having relations with this old-ass man, doesn't it feel like you're coming on to your grandfather? I that's just the mentality that I have. Like, I can't relate to...
Not if that mountain lion came prepared with a couple of Viagra pills.
Viagra?
Yeah,
Viagra. He's still wrinkled everywhere else.
Hey. I mean, that's how I feel about older women like that. Like, I don't see how dudes, you know, could really do too much older than them. Because, like Slick Rick said it in, what was that, Lottie Dottie? And with your wrinkle, I can't be young.
These days you can get coochie uplifts. That's what it's called, coochie uplifting.
I think
you
I'll
get
pass.
It pulled and snatched and tightened. So you would never know.
I think I'll pass too.
Now, I mean,
there's a certain age I just can't get with. I mean, first of all,
you mean to tell me if Tina Turner, as good as she looks right now, came on to you, you wouldn't hit that? Come on, you're lying.
That's Tina Turner. You don't get Tina Turner.
It doesn't matter. She's 75.
I think she looks good. I don't think she looks the same when you take all of that stuff off.
She's 75,
babe. Yeah, I mean, maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, but
I,
and
you know,
she's probably tighter than I am, to be honest with you. Like, not
like I said,
tighter,
if I see it,
and
you know,
in the body,
it, it
like
good.
You know,
and even looks fresh as everything else looks. Hey, you know, go for a swim. See what's happening.
Wow.
Tonight's topic is age
I mean,
important in a relationship. That's what we're talking about.
I mean, what man I wouldn't want to get at Tina Turner. That's all I'm saying. For real.
Yeah, she's 75, Sabe.
I understand that, but yeah.
Hey, he say them legs look good.
You feel like
him.
That was your
man,
that was
saying,
your good looking grandma?
Hey, I wouldn't make that parallel. In order to ruin that.
You tried to picture it real quick, didn't you? See, that's why he got quiet. He was trying to picture it real quick. We'll be right back. Speaking of quick, here's Miguel and Quickie, TM Hyman Radio Live.
You were trying to picture
it in your head.
Mommy, you're looking like I'm just another guy that came to check it, that came to wreck it. No disrespect, but mommy, that's correct. What's in the music got my mind hectic. I can see that you're feeling my fashion. Is it cause I'm flashing? Or is it this cash that's just way too reckless? Or is it this necklace? Wait, let me interrupt myself with this message. See,
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quickie. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, yeah. I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this. Mommy, I realize that I'm managed. Speak a language of love like Spanish. Y'all don't bougie, I'm so obscene. Know what I mean? Yes, sorry, that was Portuguese. That I speak with ease. Please get on a knee. I got a penny for your thoughts, if you know what I mean. But
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quickie. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, yeah. I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come get this. Don't be offended, babe, by what I say. It's just a game, and how I play. Village and slander. Call me a plumber. Knock on this wood, get rocked by this thunder. Don't be offended, babe, by what I say. It's just a game, and how I play. Village and slander. Call me a plumber. Knock on this wood, get rocked by this thunder. I just want a quickie, no bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this. No scratches and no hickeys. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved.
Yeah.
Looking for
I am through with you tonight.
Yarmulke's
he said
Catholic
he's making the women change religions.
Okay,
believe
so. I'm just saying, I'm only serious. But I'm just saying that, you know, a lot of times you see that nowadays, though. But I'm just saying, like, a chick like, you know, I mean, we're going to talk about older women and like, you get paid like to be alone and annihilation. I'm pretty sure the closer they get to 40, they can still bag a good, fresh 19, 20-year-old any day. You know what I mean?
Believe it.
Well,
and
I hate to burst your bubble, boo, but Sanaa Lathan is older than I am, so she's more of a cougar than I am. And if she happens to be anything like me, the young men have been beating my door down in a younger fashion since I turned 30 years old. So I'm 30 years old, and my son's 17 through 19-year-old friends are hitting on me like, son, I have children that are just about your age. I don't think so. Like, and they're like, what? Like, I got a job and, you know, I'm 18.
That's not the point. What we can't have? Is it that we're drawn to those things that we can't have? I mean, be it that we're younger or older. I mean, because it seems like opposites absolutely attract.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think that's fair to say as well, but I think I see more instances like you made your situation, your example, Terrence, where you say at 16 it was just more so you wanted to see if you could do it. So I'm thinking that 16 and 19 aren't really that far apart. You know, you're trying to see if you can bag that much of an older chick. So.
Right.
You know, it's the ego.
Well, absolutely.
Now, unfortunately for young women, I think, and I'm going to say it, and we can go toe-to-toe, because I'm sure this is going to draw some sort of controversy as well, Mr. James. However,
me?
I do know that, yes, that society plays a big part in how younger women go about their thing with the mountain lions, with the older men, because it is more society accepted. Is that a word? Societal? Anyway, it's more accepted in society for an older man to have a younger woman than it is for a younger woman to have an older man. So females are taking full advantage of this because, you know, you can pretty much make yourself look like anything and be anyone that you want. And if your game is right, then the men who have money that happen to be older, you know, unfortunately are going to go for that type of thing. So,
and you're right. It is a double standard.
No, it's
not really the young girl's fault.
The
older man with the younger woman, you know, he got it going on. He's a pimp, you know. Go ahead with your bad self. But the female,
yeah.
I mean, she ultimately is a gold digger.
Yeah, with her old ass. That's what they're going to say. Her old ass with that young boy.
You know, young girl. I'm talking about the young girl with the old.
Yeah, how do you look at the young girl? Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
The young girl is seen as the gold digger.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because that's what I was alluding to earlier. That was the point I was making earlier. You know what I'm saying? Well, I wasn't even saying she was a gold digger. I was just saying that she ain't have to do nothing in the relationship. That's all I'm saying.
I mean,
maybe she ain't look
and
for
I
it.
Don't just. I don't disagree with the gold digger part. And like I was saying, just with the older, you know, dudes, they just seem to shell it out a little bit more freely. And at the beginning, like, you know, you could be a young girl and be in hard times and you might get your rent paid and get your light and a couple of, you know, bills paid and some money for your pocket and get your son to your Jordans, depending on, you know.
We've been spending a lot of time talking about, you know, the older and the younger. But, I mean, how about age, like, an 18-year-old with a 15-year-old. Does age matter in that relationship?
It's different then. I mean, it isn't, because I've seen it before, you know what I'm saying? I've seen people go work through it, you know what I mean, and everything. But at the end of the day, it's different then because I want to say leaps and bounds from 15 to 18, depending on your upbringing and where you was brought up at and how you was raised and everything. But I know I booked some, like I said, some 18, 19-year-old chicks and, you know, was holding something steady with them for a little while I was 15, 16. And, you know, it didn't last long, but, I mean, I knew I was able to do it. So.
Right. Right.
Yes and
so,
no, I
so,
guess.
So also,
I mean?
check this scenario out. I think it's okay in society for a younger guy, again, to date an older female. But I have a situation right now where a 15-year-old girl, you know, has had an experience with an 18-year-old boy, and it was a problem for the parents, as it should be, because she's a minor. She can't consent.
Right. I mean, either way, whether they're male or female at that age, they can't consent. So that's where, you know, it becomes the blurred line syndrome where, you know, it's okay for an older girl to be with a younger boy, but I don't see why. That's all.
I don't either, but that's just the way you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dude in college that got caught up like that. I had a dude that I knew in college. He got caught up like that. He was like, hey, I forgot what happened. I think he was like he was kind of on some creep stuff. Like, he was like a counselor at like this kind of summer league joint or whatever, and she was in there. And they, you know, they got cool and everything, and, you know, things happened. He was like 18 or something like that, and she was like 16 or something at the time, 16, 17 or whatever. And, you know, parents found out, and they tried to pull him up on something. So I've seen it happen that way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it just really depends on the girl's parents.
Mm-hmm.
Some girl's parents think, you know, all that's good. You know, he's a... Well, some females' parents who, okay, now let me get this straight. We're talking about the older girl and the younger guy, right?
Right.
Or the other way around.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought it was the young girl and
the
older guy.
Yeah, the older guy.
Younger girl and older guy. Okay. In
right.
some instances, parents feel like, you know, it's good that he's a little bit older. You know, he'll be able to protect her. He'll be able to show her the ropes. But then there's some parents that are like, you know, what's this older guy doing with my daughter?
Right.
So it just kind of depends on, you know, how, what the parental relationship and involvement in
and you're
the young kid's
right
relationship
on that front. You're right there, because I'm going to tell you something that I can remember when I was in my early, maybe my mid-20s, a scenario where there was a 16-year-old girl. Her parents actually were ministers. Her father was a minister, clearly, you know, mother, first lady of the church, but she was 16. Mm-hmm. They actually allowed her to date a 25-year-old, and it was okay.
Wow.
It was okay.
Nah,
now,
please, I wish I would.
This is what I think. I think that in their mind, they didn't think he was smashing.
They had to believe that and let that go down.
And I wasn't even talking at all. I was just talking
in my,
like
in
maybe
my mind,
16,
why 19. Would you consent to your 16-year-old daughter being with in the company of a 25-year-old man?
Yeah. You already know what he's whatever.
And your minister.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
was thinking maybe you
know
18 or 19. But not 25, no.
25, that's a clear difference.
I only raised that point to validate what you just said, Hot Chocolate. It does come down to parents and their rearing and their perspective on a situation. And so when you just said something that I never thought of, maybe they saw him as someone who could show her the right way to go. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just thought it was crazy as hell.
Yeah, the right way, my ass. You know, you show her.
he's giving her some,
you know,
of that can't get you off my mind. That's what he's giving her. He's gonna be chasing him with a spotlight in the daytime. It's 9:46.
You know,
we'll be right back.
Right, you
know, see
you,
Mama
Radio
Live.
That's it.
Take it you all my mind. there when I'm late, there when I'm bummy.
Say word, it's type hard for me to get you off my mind, but I still get dough, of course. True love between the thug and the dove, popping champagne in the tub. Whoa.
Hey yo, everything revolves around trust. Cause if it wasn't for you, then it wouldn't be no us. No jealousy, envy, or no lust. 328 off the lot when I bust. Sitting in the house counting Lincolns, and I'm still thinking. Can't get you off, so I'm blinking. Sinking down in the silk couch, milked out. You're holding my heart, got my love on, silked out.
Real talk, we are back at 9:50 with just a few minutes left in the show. Is age important in a relationship has been our topic tonight, hanging out with St. James Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, to return soon. Miss you, Boston. Hey, jump on it. Tell us what you think about this conversation tonight. 917-889-392-6 social media has closed the gap for a lot of folks who was once outside of the dating loop. We got folks dating specifically online, making connections that would have never made a connection before, young, old, and in between.
Sure.
And don't get it confused. Just because folks have entered into the land of 50s, 60s, 70s, don't think that relations still ain't popping off.
Oh, they getting it popping.
Hey, let's go to the phones. What up, Cooper in the DMV? What's cracking, buddy?
Hey, what's going on there, TM Hyman family?
What up, man? That's hey, Cooper, cool. Is age important in a relationship, man?
Am I what?
Is age important in a relationship?
Don't you cuss him out, son.
Okay, he's in my what?
Is age important? I mean, I guess somewhat. It just depends because, you know, you might have, you might like listening to The Temptation and you want to get your groove on to some Marvin Gaye and some Teddy Pendergrass, and she want to get her groove on to me so
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj or something.
Wu-Tang. See, the Wu-Tang, right. That's the problem I'm going to have, Coop. That's the issue I have. See,
I don't need
go
no music. I don't
there.
Know about that. I don't need
no music. She wants you to play Acapella, put it in the mouth or something. You like,
all right.
Oh, I'm ready. Hey, turn it up.
Turn it up.
I'm so glad you knew. What are you talking about? Glad I didn't have to ask about the place next time. Damn,
oh,
I mean, come
man.
On.
But like I was sharing with the fellas earlier, Coop, I have that issue. I am mature for my age. I just don't look it, and I tell the people all the time, I just look like this, baby. I'm older than you, trust me. And, you know, I generally have to pull out my ID to make my point. Now, the point that I'm making with the age factor is that when I turn 30, the men, or if I can call them men because they weren't really that old, that approach me got younger and younger. So, you know,
because we know with 30,
I can't help. Not even that. I couldn't help it that at 30, I still looked like I was 25. And at the age that I am now that we're no longer going to reveal because you keep calling me mature, I still like look like better than,
you're,
you know,
walking
most
that
females
maturity,
that are.
Girl, walking that maturity.
Yeah,
That's right.
That's right, baby.
That's right. So, you know, just because Sabe thinks I'm vintage everybody else doesn't.
Hey, we like vintage on this show.
I'm I ain't knocking it. I'm not knocking it.
Look.
I'm just hey, saying I have my standards. I have my lines I draw. That's all.
Hey, I'm tell you, when I was like 26, I was dating a woman that was like, she was like 36, 37. And I ain't gonna lie, I had the time of my life. It was great. But see, the thing was,
no doubt,
my likes and the things I enjoy are so vast where it's like you can see one weekend I might, especially back then, I won't do as much now because I'm older, but you might see me in a hood spot listening at a hardcore go-go hood spot, but then you might see me where I'm just chilling and I'll be at the Wolf Tracks, at Wolf Tracks and the Temptations and everything. So I was able
to you might be at the
adapting to her world.
Spot.
Yeah.
Right. And I, as a mature woman, I have my moments where I want to, you know, listen to completely ignorant music. I love Jeezy. You know, I love trap music. I love, you know, I love hip-hop. Hip-hop really raised me. So I think that's where the line, again, gets blurred because I can still relate to a younger demographic and I'm not, you know, most of my friends that I grew up with feel as though that's not something that you do as a mature person. You know, you leave that in your youth, but that's a part of me, not a part of me being a younger person. It's a part of me just as a person, period. So it's hard for me to draw that line. And maybe that's where the age thing comes in too.
Right. Well, what's interesting is you've heard a lot of different perspectives from all of us at the end of the day. I mean, everybody has a different view, and I think that's the beauty of it all. Everybody has different likes, different dislikes, different goals, different perspectives, but at the end of the day, it really comes down to a few things. What is your motive? What's the objective? What's the agenda? Are you just trying to, you know, get with somebody to feel good temporarily? Or are you trying to get with somebody, you know, to live the rest of your life with them? I think at the end of the day, your approach is different based on your objective. So as long as at the end of the day you're not being used, you're not being mistreated, you're not being mishandled, I say stay focused on your objective and do your ting-ting.
Yeah. And be honest about your approach too. That's the most important thing.
Yeah,
you gotta be honest with yourself. Yeah. If nobody else, be honest with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Coop, before we go, and while you were still out there in the world, what was the oldest woman that you ever dated? What was your cougar line?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm still in the world.
Oh, all right.
Well.
Pardonnez-moi. All right. Well, what is the oldest cougar application that you're currently reviewing? Let's call it like that then.
I mean, there's a couple of hot 46 or 7 year olds I've seen out there. I'm got my own.
Wow.
But hey,
Coop.
Huh?
Let me ask you flat out. 65. You banging?
Nah, they had to be bad.
If it's Tina Turner 65.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know something? That's like when you're 20, when you're like 20 years old, and they'd be like, somebody might say, they're 48, which you bang, you'd be like, nah. But then when you're 39, you're like, damn, ain't nothing wrong with that. But
you ain't answered the question.
I look at it, I would probably go as high as 47, 48, something like that, and maybe as low as 30. 29,
30,
whatever.
Okay. And I'm asking, and for those folks who are offended by banging, you know, in a relationship, you know, talking to, kicking it, trying to build, you know, whatever. Bottom line, we're being real here tonight. For me, 65 is way too old. I'm thinking 45. It might be a bit, you know, but, you know, 50, I'm nah. Nah.
Can I ask a stupid question?
No question is stupid.
Huh?
No question is stupid.
Okay, you know, no questions for Coop?
Nah, you asked me, go ahead.
Oh,
you said, I thought you said ask a stupid question. You said Cooper question. Got it.
Yeah, I said that.
Go ahead, you got a minute and 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Did you ever, like, you know, get an upper 40s chick? You ever smash that?
Nah, I haven't.
Oh. Okay. Because mm-hmm. I was going to ask you what it was like.
Oh my God!
I'm curious.
So
I'm
glad we
life.
Only have 60 seconds left. Oh
hey, look,
God.
I ain't gonna lie. This is one of my jobs, and she is bad, and I'm always
hey,
flirting
well,
with her.
Hey,
so if I get
let
it,
me
if I get a shot
through you, get that. And let me know what it was like, B.
Hey,
see
look,
if I do, we'll
review it on the show. Now I'll review it on the show.
What are you doing?
Oh my God!
Scorecards.
Yo, I love this show.
Scorecard.
I love this show. Hey, hot chocolate, take the brothers home. Good night, everybody.
Yes, please. Before they take us somewhere else, if you miss any part of the show, you can go back and listen to on the podcast. In about 5 minutes, we are TM Hyman Radio Live. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the wild and hilarious Sabe James. TM Hyman has his mouth open, OMG. He can't believe what's going on right now. And Cooper always lends his... Oh, my gosh, just they're crazy. TM Hyman Radio, join us back on
Yo,
Friday.
You
got
to tell me what it was like, bitch. You got to tell me what it was like, bitch. I need to know.
All right. We'll do the review.
There's pictures and everything, son. I need it all.
Review with the stuff. TM Hyman Live.